Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Kelly Joy Ladd is an incredibly intentional artist. And on today's episode, Bob and I talked to her about how that might affect working on multiple projects at the same time. Enjoy.
This happens all the time, by the way. He comes up with ideas that I want to write down and actually act on. I rarely do because...
No, because there's too many.
Yeah.
There's too many, and if you take it down to its logical conclusion, they're usually terrible ideas. You know, you've experienced them.
No, I don't get any terrible ideas.
No. I mean my terrible ideas.
No, never. Yeah.
My terrible ideas. I know you don't have any terrible ideas.
All right. So Kelly, because we have you so rarely, what are you working on? What are you thinking about? I mean, other than, you know, Artists on Couches, what's occupying your artist brain?
Right now I'm working on two series. One I'm starting to wind down a little bit, and another one I'm starting to pick up. The series I'm starting to wind down had to do with meditation and my healing process over the last couple of years, and how just I was living the last few years. And so that's starting to wind down. That series was all black and white, just only black and white. And now I think I'm going to start working on a new series, similar realm, but more about my family's lineage and how that connects to me and how that's influenced my life.
So something about that, like thinking about series and, you know, the creative works, you could be so into this one series. Do you still have room for individual creative pieces within that?
Sometimes, okay. Yes. Sometimes I'll get hit and like, I have to make this piece, and yeah. It has nothing to do with it, but it's rare.
Yeah.
Like it's rare, but sometimes there's exploratory, like I explore some ideas,
yeah,
and just to get it out of my head. But that's just a
practice play,
yeah,
like
type of
still
thing.
Need that.
And then I go back to the heavy duty.
So
series.
The reason I was asking about that is sort of the idea of multitasking. You know, when it comes to work, we talk about that all the time, but when it comes to art, how do you feel like that works for you? Because you're talking about, okay, this one's almost done. I'm starting to ramp up this one. It's almost like sliding the mixing levels on
yeah.
a DJ set.
So I normally work on one piece at a time because my pieces take so long. They take a month, 2 months to make. But I think about the other pieces, but I don't actually take action on them because I have to. My pieces take a long time to percolate. Mm-hmm. I have to think about my why. I have to think about the materials. I have to go through the whole concept, and it takes me a while to go through the concepts. I have to sketch everything out. I sketch it out multiple times. And then while I'm working on one piece, I'm doing that for the future pieces. So I really only work on one at a time physically, but mentally I work on multiple.
Do you feel like, because the one thing that Bob and I have talked about is your intentionality, like it is so hardwired into everything that you do that you can just see it. Do you feel like that affects the intentionality of the piece that you're working on if you're thinking about that other piece, or that actually enhances it in a way?
I think it enhances it, but I don't really think about it when I'm working on it.
Got
on
it.
That piece. I think about it like before I go to bed. I always pull my sketchbook out every night and just sketch things out, or if I just randomly throughout the day. But I really believe that what I listen to when I'm working on a piece, I'm very conscious of what I listen to, whether it's podcasts, music, just background noise, because I feel like that music or noise in the background is filtered through me and into the piece.
Yeah.
And I'm so conscious of it. Like I only do select things that inspire me, are full of wonder, joy, like love, just inspiration, like good positive stuff, because I feel like subconsciously all that background noise gets into the work. And I know I can feel it when I look at a work. I can feel what I listen to. Like in the past, like when I look at an old art piece, like I know exactly what I listened to when I made that. And it doesn't resonate with actually what it's supposed to. So for the past few years, I've been so conscientious of what what is around
it's
me.
It's curation of inspiration. It's like you're choosing before you create that which you allow to influence you, which is, again, it's like double intentionality, because you're like, I'm thinking beyond what I'm working on to what's being fed into my brain while I'm working on it, and making sure that that doesn't vary from what I want to accomplish with this piece, which is like, that is hardcore. I think that's, it's cool. I love it. I think it's one of the things that I love about you as an artist, is that you are so intentional about what you do and what you create, that I think it adds so much value. I think that's something that you've taught me since I've known you, is that it matters how much you care about what you're putting into the work that you're putting out there. Hey gang, it's Bob. You can really feel the care when you experience Kelly Joy Ladd's art. We really encourage you to check her out. Here's the beautiful thing. You can just tune in tomorrow and check her out right here on Your Daily Dose, because she's our delightful guest for the next few episodes. We'll be exploring art and everything under the sun. Be sure to listen in. That's all for this episode, friends. We'll catch you tomorrow.